Well, the lion's share of the AWPR is now open. Some 85% of the road is open to traffic, which is clearly delivering immediate benefits to people who live in the northeast of Scotland. It's also been very clear from the feedback that I've had that it's making a real difference to both people who are commuting and also businesses who work and are based in the area by reducing their journey times by a significant amount, while at the same time also reducing congestion right across at the city of Aberdeen. This week, Aberdeen Roads Limited informed us that it was no longer able to meet its own deadline of concluding the works on the Don crossing before Christmas. This is particularly disappointing given it just over a fortnight ago in Parliament, they said that they expected to complete the works on the Don crossing before Christmas this year. I've consistently urged caution and some realism around the timescales which were set by ARL in completing this work. And unfortunately, it's disappointing news that they have been unable to meet the deadline which they announced just a few weeks ago. We've been working with the ARL and my officials will continue to work with them constructively and to offer every assistance to get the remaining 4.5 miles open as soon as possible. I also want to pay tribute though to the workforce who have undoubtedly been working hard during the last few weeks in what have been at times very challenging conditions. ARL have now indicated a potential January completion date for the Don crossing, but as yet they are still to confirm a definitive date.